Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to need your help. Trust me, I'm going to need your help. And this is very critical and crucial because I'm speaking to all the family and community members out there who have someone incarcerated or hooked up in the criminal justice system, young or old. Very crucial. And I'm going to need your support. On the 23rd of this month, we're going to meet right here in the Pastor Hartsfield Center, 2026 Maryland Avenue. That's at 21st Maryland Avenue, right behind the Spingarn and Phelps and Sue, and between the Heck and Jamal. I need your help, people. Trust me. And the statistics say I got over 2,300 listeners here. If I can get all y'all here on the 23rd at 6 o'clock, I certainly would appreciate it because it involves most of y'all. And I'm really in need of your help. I want to give a special shout out to my favorite twins and Pop Jones. They just left here. And he sold me out, but that's my man. And Aaron, that's his grandson. That's my brother. Arjanae and JJ, how y'all doing up there? I love y'all. But let me pay some bills before we start because y'all ain't been helping me too much in that regard either. But I love you anyway. But you know, I'm still accepting donations. You can send me anything that you need to send me, if that's anything that you can spare. I know you got money now because I see a whole lot of paper tags running up down the street. They wasn't down there before January. You know how people get this income tax money back. You see more paper tags than you on cars than you see on new clothes for Easter. So you know people spending that money. Matter of fact, Pastor been asking people to come forward with that 10% on that federal exchange. You know, people run to the church with that little DC money. But when they get that federal money, that big paper, get like a horse, duck your head in the sand. But let me just say this to y'all. And after I pay these bills here, get some bills paid, since y'all won't send me nothing, y'all can send me something at 2007 Maryland Avenue Northeast, Suite 102, Washington, D.C., 2002. Any size donation will be fine. Want to say a special hello to my main man, Earl Pope. That's, y'all know that's my co-host. He's been had to work, you know, because it can't depend on him to get no money because won't nobody give us none. But we're gonna need your help. But I want to say a special shout out to my loving niece Barbara. She's at Cousins up on Upson Street. 849 Upson Street Northwest. Look, people, let me tell you something about a menu. It's the place called Cousin. It used to call Duke. Man, these people, you got a cook in there named Larry. Larry, if you listen, I'm coming to see you as soon as I get finished broadcast. Man, that croaker that you gave me last week, I'm telling you, it was croaked. And I'm coming back. Give me some of them greens and mac and cheese and sweet potatoes. Buddy, I'll be right back up there about 7:30. But look, they got some wingettes. They got wings. They got fish sandwiches. They got gorilla ribs. You know, the hot dogs and the half smokes. You know that all that poke stuff, y'all. You know, y'all can go up there because the baths will get to you. We call it baths. Y'all call it barber. But that's my niece. And it's 849 up the street northwest. Look, I'm telling you something. It's all home cooking. There ain't no whole lot of cans and nothing in there. Garden stuff in there. I'm telling you, look like she grows stuff. But they got a real good menu up there for you. A poor man's place to eat. Trust me. That's 849 up the street northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Look, give her a call, 201-210-1730. Listen to what I'm telling you. They will deliver. You don't see no black folks delivering nothing. Chinese, them people, they deliver because they want you to buy from them. And they're going to give you that And you're going to support them. But try to support your black people sometime. You know, that's 202-210-1730. That's that Cousins up there. The twins, they're going back to school. Her daughter, she's going back, I think, a week after them. You know, so y'all give us some support up there, will you? Well, that's Cousins up there, 849 up the street northwest. Love you, Nisa. And Larry, man, hook me up, man. I'll be through there. You know, a lot of people like herbs and, you know, this wholesome stuff. And my main man up there, Nate Mines up there, that's Earl's man up there at 402 8th Street Northeast. Got a good, wholesome line of stuff up there for you. I'm telling you, you're going to be satisfied, especially those people who like herbs and roots and that type of stuff. And then they got a food bar up there. Look, you can't get no pork chops in there. But I'm telling you, they got some stuff up there that I'm just telling you that's second to none. They got a good line of food up there. And that's that Nate Mines up there at the Wellness Center up at 402 8th Street North. Go by there and see Nate. Listen to what I'm telling you. And then if you have something that you need to do, a little shindig or something that you want, or a demonstration that you want to talk about, or have some people to come and sit in, you know, he'll let you use his space. They got a room in there for you to use. Then you have to buy nothing to eat, order nothing to eat. They sell food right there, hot, piping hot, cooked right there. And I'm telling you, good black wholesome food. You can't get no pork chops or nothing, but you sure can get it. And then they have all the wellness. Then Nate Mines, you know, he's a wellness specialist. So if you have an illness or some type of ailment that you need to cure or want to treat, professionally, but on a wholesome level, from the earth, go up there and see my man Nate Mine, 402 8th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. And while you traveling that way, stop by Smokes right there, 1021 Blazeway Road, Northeast. Dynamite people up there doing the cars. No machine. You hear what I'm saying? Not one machine. Well, They vacuum out the joint. But nothing touches the outside of your car but human hands and good soft cloth that's clean, clean, clean. And look, for $5, you hear what I'm saying? $5. Smokers and whenever was out there to pick your joint up. Clean it, shine it, and return it. $5. Good smoker car, will you? 1021 Blazeway Road, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 202-396-1275. That's Smoke at 1021 Blazeway Road, Northeast. They open all year round. I've seen them open during the rain. What's happening? You know, but they open all year round. Trust me. And so if you in that area on Bladensbury Road, or you don't have to be in the area, you can call them. And they'll come and pick your car for $5. Again, 202-396-1275. That smoke's on Bladensbury Road, y'all. Go by there and give them a shout-out, will you? And look, if you're driving, you know if you're driving into this of Columbia, you know you know you got to have insurance. You know you have to have insurance. But look, people always ask me, say, Jake, is that Jake from Allstate? Well, you know I'm not that guy because you don't see this Jake with no khakis on. And you know there's a story behind me not wearing no khakis and no cap. Or a tennis shoe. You don't see that. Bad as my feet is, you don't see that. I need soft stuff, but it ain't gonna be that soft wearing no tennis shoes. So, you know, that's all they're wearing in the penitentiary. Cap, khakis, tennis shoes. And them days over for Jake Johnson. I did 42 years. That's too much. Didn't do it on the long haul. Thank God for that. But I don't know if I'd be here right now. Because I know that you can get institution-wide. But we're going to get back to that penitentiary side. But we're going to stay with this insurance. I hear and see a lot of advertising about insurance. I've had a lot of insurances because, you know, y'all, anybody know me, know I had a couple of vehicles. I ain't no walking guy. And I don't know how to ride a bus because I don't know directions too well in terms of where I need to get off at. Don't like to ask too much because the driver, sometimes they don't know, you know. But I am a member of Allstate. And I've been with these people now for a little over a year, and I'm telling you that I'm more than satisfied with the service that they've given me. If you need to have insurance, people that you need to be with, trust me. I'm talking about your home, your auto, or life, whatever type of insurance that you need to have. I'm certain. That you can be accompanied and satisfied with Allstate. This is, I'm telling you, I stand behind these people. This is the lady up there, the agent, black agent, name of Miss Andrea Rowley. And you know, we don't like to support our black people. You know, I see all them other people on the TV, but they don't look like us. People in military outfits and all that type of stuff, they still don't look like us. You know, but this is a lady, everyday lady, family lady, struggling like everybody else, willing to teach people to come up there and work. If you want a job, she'll give you a job as an agent. Go teach you. She got the classes that you can attend to and everything, and they license you. But Ms. Andre Bowery, she's up at 6103 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. Now, Baltimore Avenue in Maryland is Rhode Island Avenue in the district. So all you got to do is get on Rhode Island Avenue and run to the run out. And about three blocks after you cross the district line, three or four blocks, it's 6103. You'll see them on the right-hand side going up. I'm telling you, you're going to get all that you can want, whatever type of insurance that you need, Ms. Riley will take care of you. Trust me. And you can tell her Jake Johnson sent me, and I'll stand behind her. And if she don't insure, you call me and tell me. 646-668-8573. Call me and say, Jake, you told me a lie. Say, Ms. Riley didn't satisfy my insurance needs. And I'll see that the next time you go there, you'll be straightened out. But go see Ms. Riley, if you would, at Allstate. 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. Again, that's straight out Rhode Island Avenue. And the phone number, if you need some directions or want a free quote or whatever you need, estimate, give her a call. 301-779-1120. That's Allstate. Yeah, don't say actual Jake, because I'm not Jake from Allstate. I'm Jake with Allstate. You know, so you know, I don't have no khaki pants and all that type of stuff, and ain't nobody gonna question me if they see me on the phone whatever time in the morning. You know, unless I'm calling Ms. Riley saying, look, I need the tote or something, you know. But y'all give them a call, will you? Support your black people. Support your black community people. Support them. 301-779-1120. That's Allstate. Have for Ms. Riley and tell her Jake Johnson told you to call. And look. You know, so it is that time of year. You know what I'm saying? To all y'all that bought that shovel of snow, you had a lot of stuff to do with the snow. They got you in shape to get ready for what's going on. Now you went white, now you go green. Now let me tell you something about this young guy. Quietest man that you want to see, never utter a word. Work like a runaway slave. Put him in your yard. And you wonder where the yellow went, because it all turned green. They mulch. Look, they do inspection treatment. They do lawn mowing. Whatever you need done to your lawn, outside your trees, flowers, grass. Look, you can't miss with it. My co-host, Earl Pope, used to today, man, look, I'm gonna see what this Go Green stuff is all about. He called him up there for the spring cleaning his house last year. Let me tell you something. I've been talking about him ever since. They do mulching, starting the seed, planting, pruning, perennial cutback, light lawn mowing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all we got. We ain't got no big old mansion that we got to get a John Deere and all them type of people and ride them down for an hour to cut your grass. What, you talking about making it beautiful? Making your outside look like the inside? Hopefully that's good. Get these people called. Look down, Lewis. Son of the past, over 30 years of experience, and they'll give you a free estimate if you call. You can call them right here at the Family Community Fellowship. And that number is 202-396-1179. But his number, now there you know people used to give you company number. Dal said you're too good for him to give you a company number. Talk to no machine. He wants you to talk directly to him at 240-370-1789. Please give him a call, will you? Again, you can tell that Jake told you to call, and I expect if you don't get a discount, you're certainly be satisfied with the work that they do. 30 years of experience. Father taught him. Gave up a $5 million contract just to come into ministry, but he turned all of his experience and all his teaching, and then he's there with him for the most part. In that, everything is done accordingly to your satisfaction. Go green. And the family don't stop there. You got little Dion and his friend, Kendra. You talking about some young entrepreneurs. You'd be amazed at these young folks. You know, a lot of people get caught up in bills and they can't handle the money, the bank accounts and gas and electric bills is running away and telephone bills are running off from them. They don't know how to do this type of thing. And look, let me just say this to you all. You just wouldn't want to meet a better quality of young folk handling yourself. Then they got a sister and Kendra, she has a house of all that they set up any type of activity that you want to have. Look, y'all think that y'all young folk can do is congregate out on the street corner. Look, give these people a shot at setting up something. It's you know, a lot of graduations coming up. You got prom, you got marriage engagements. Some of them have stood up and got pregnant and had some babies. It's coming out now. but all baby showers and that type of stuff, look, give Kendra a shot. I'm telling you. Kendra Lewis, give her a call. Let me give you a number for these people to call. Because I'm telling you, any type of service that you, if you can't even manage your bills right, and wonder where your money left you be and how your gas and stuff is running up, these young people can give you a help. 301-433-3445. And then you can call Dion, 202-390-9984. And I can't stop there. I can't stop there because I'm overwhelmed with this young lady called Creation by Enya. Miss Enya Gibson, look, I don't know if you ever been in the Family Community Fellowship Church. If you've been in that hallway or been up to the pastor, you've seen this floor decor. I say decor because I'm speaking the meaning of professionalism that this young lady can give and has demonstrated that she's done. That she did this for the apostle. But she set up for any type of activity and engagements also. And this is on, I'm saying all of this stuff is on a professional level. And so these are flower arrangements. And for all you who like flowers, Enya Gibson is your point person. Give her a call if you would, please. I implore you to give her a call, 202-658-1553. That's Miss Enya Gibson at Enya's Flower Creation. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied. Now, you know the day is Monday. The day is Monday. Any of you all have rolled down Bennett Road on Thursdays, you see all those transportation cars and trucks and vehicles lined up on Bennett Road just before you go to the bridge. That's a Chateau nightclub. This is the only club in the District of Columbia who would do this for physically challenged people. Come and just see for yourself what can happen with these people on any Thursday night. They don't serve no alcohol now. You know, alcohol and medication don't go good together. But these are physically challenged people. That they've been wheelchairs and crutches and however they come in there physically challenged, they can have the freedom of expression. You know, that's one of your First Amendment rights, freedom of expression. And nobody in the District of Columbia, in Maryland that I know of, allow these people to do this, to come and dance. They'd be in wheelchairs, running around, scrolling, and crutches and walkers, you know. And thank God that they have a place that they can go, and they feed them and give them soda pop to drink. Like I said, no alcohol. But just thank God for the Chateau, a guy named Mr. Nut Coleman, who come up with the idea that, and he have a wonderful staff in there. And then they call day in there on Wednesdays and Fridays and that type of stuff. So go around the Chateau and enjoy yourself. Good exercise, you know, for all you that don't like to do exercise. Get you off, think you can huck a bug and holly gull and bird and all that kind of stuff. Get on down to the Chateau. So that's a good thing. My man just walked in, Mr. Dale Colby. Always a pleasure to see you. Anybody have a comment, you know, give us a call, 646-668-8573. Any comment that you have. And look. It's getting hot, y'all. It's getting hot. They done legalized marijuana, so you know the man can't keep it up. They talking about now that you can grow your own as long as you don't have too much of it. And these people just going crazy with it. I don't know about this K2 stuff and all that other stuff that they been doing out here. So don't think that's legal now. The police catch you with that, you going to the penitentiary. But you know, Darryl, how you come along with this drug situation? This marijuana situation. Let's just give us an update with this, please. You know, some people still are confused about it. Matter of fact, I had the mayor on TV the other day, and she kind of confused about it. They still going through a change of what exactly what they want to do with it. You know, with that and the pistols, that those two things, they're trying to, I don't know who they're trying to keep up with, but it looks like they're trying to outdo everybody.
Well, Jake, first of all, good evening to your listening audience. I don't think that the plan was well thought out, you know, from the beginning. So they're pretty much making adjustments as they go along. They're trying to make it clear that you could own. Smoking marijuana is only really legal in your own house. You can't smoke it outside of your house. You can't smoke it in apartment buildings. You can't smoke it in places where you rent. It's, you know, now they're beginning to look at all of the restrictions that they either failed to mention or didn't put into the bill. But, again, my stance is that clinicians for years have been saying that alcohol and marijuana are the gateway drugs. And whether or not you legalize it or not is not the issue. My main concern is what impact and what are we telling our young kids today?
Mm.
You know, that's my main concern. Are we telling them that because it's legal now, it's all right to smoke marijuana and it's all right to get somebody to go to a liquor store and buy you something to drink, you know, because it's socially acceptable? But has anybody really thought about the impact it has on the individual, not to mention society? So that's where I am with that. Now, I do know that the mayor has two concerns that may have some impact on that. One is homelessness. That's top on her agenda. And the other one is substance abuse. How she's going to go about pursuing those two issues, as again, I don't have knowledge. But the fact is that she's thinking about it. Is a positive thing in itself. At least it's on the forefront of her mind. But this marijuana issue, again, in my professional opinion, it was not well thought out. Not at all.
Okay, let me ask you this, and thank you for that comment, Mr. Cole. And I heard you mention that you could smoke it in the home, and it's all part of family orientation in terms of what your family and the people in your home allow you to do in the house. But now the fact that if you can't smoke it outside, then you have to have the blessings of your family on the inside to smoke it. Wouldn't that just be just as bad as smoking it on the outside? Because if your family don't smoke, if you would, you know, and of course I know a lot of families have introduced their children to smoking also, you know. But if your family don't smoke, wouldn't that also be controversial? If I can't smoke outside, and if I smoke inside, don't none of y'all smoke, so y'all tell me to go outside and smoke. I mean, so we're trying to eliminate a problem and create a greater one, because I know the greatest fight that you can have is with sister and brother. I'm talking about they fight to kill.
Well, actually, the people that can legally buy marijuana are supposedly those that have medical conditions to justify them smoking, all right, and purchasing. That was the whole purpose in legalizing. Now, what happens in an individual's home, I can't even begin to speculate
on
what's right or wrong, or what's wrong, and I wouldn't even open that door.
Okay.
That's why the kid can't do in their own home.
Okay, good point. But listen, and I thank you for asking, Carla. If it's approved medically, and I'm using it for medical reasons, then I'm using it as a healer, as a medicine, why can't I smoke it outside? I can take my medicine anywhere. Suppose I want to have a heart attack, and they say, oh, this man needs medication. I fall out. He needs artificial restitution. Anything. You can get medical attention anywhere. So why can't smoke outside if it's utilized for medical reasons? If they approved it for medical reasons, why is it limited to me and out inside? If they're approving it for medical reasons, nobody approved that approach.
I don't even want to speculate on that. I couldn't answer that, you know, because that sounds like a legal issue, and I'm not qualified to offer a legal opinion about that. So I couldn't ask that about whether or not a person that's getting marijuana for whatever the reason is, buying it legally. I guess that's just part of the safety measures they put in place where a person can't smoke it in public. I don't know.
Right, but
the justification behind it.
Right, but you see what the dilemma that I can imagine some folks are having. Because if they approve it for medical reasons, you know what I'm saying, and they're limited to their house, and then they might be out traveling somewhere, and a medical condition come up where the marijuana is needed to cure or to quell them, to whatever the medical reason why they approved it for that person to have it. And they say, well, you can't smoke it outside your house, so that you might be putting that person in greater danger. But anyway, thank you, Darryl Coleman, from the Catholic Charities. I know you are well versed in the sense of drugs and alcohol. I know over the years you've been professional, and I know this type of thing is a quandary to a lot of people. But thank you for that comment. And if you have any additional comments, you're certainly free to express them. Again, give us a call, 646-668-8573. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I told you from the beginning of the show that I needed your help. And it's down to crucial times. I mean, crucial times. I introduced a proposal to the mayor, to the ANC. Ms. Kathy Henderson has been working diligently with me. I had some positive comments from Councilman Silverman and Councilman Vincent Orange's office. I talked to several people about it, but I know that it affects most of you all. I'm speaking to the community at large who has someone incarcerated in his or her family or lifestyle. I'm talking about the many people who have experienced visitation rights for incarcerated people in the District of Columbia. Young or old, you know, new beginners down there, they don't hold as many people as old here. And one of the restrictions about a new beginning is that if you have a real serious or violent offense, they don't keep you there. They send you out of town. And then, obviously, you know, those people who are adult offenders. And if you've been convicted of a felony in the District of Columbia, you know, you house out of town since they closed Lorton up. 1997, things have been pretty rough. So if you know, and then they send you all across town. You know, the feds, one of the things that they have basically is control. They don't have no thousands of people in one of the federal institutions. You find 800 at the most. Max, you know, one of the penitentiary might have 1,100. You know, but for the most part, they keep it down to 300 or 400. So they can control the volume of people there. And so they have institutions all across the United States. And I guess in Alaska and everywhere else. But what I'm talking about is what it costs the average family to visit a loved one. When I say it costs, I'm talking about family connections, family unity, and family concerns. Not to mention the price of long distance calls and visiting rights. Now you think about it. If you when your person was housed in the district jail or at the receiving home, it was just a matter of getting on the metro and getting to one of those places, district jail. And even after you go to the district jail, you still have to visit through camera. You know, I told y'all I did over 42 years of incarceration myself. And of all the things I didn't care about, one of the things I do care about, or did care about, is being connected with my family. You know, my daughter was one of the primary reasons why I'm still here talking to you today. She told me in October the 3rd, 2003, said, "Daddy, because I'm the only 12-year-old that I know of that his family or father is raising him over the telephone." And she said, "The little bit of money that I have from my," she said, "her mother passed, so she get her mother Social Security and stuff. The little money I did, I spent it all on you, on long distance calls, because I want to talk to my father. I love you." She said, "Please don't go back to jail." Now, I was one of those who listen, but how about those people that don't listen and continue to go back, or have still have ongoing situations where they're still in the criminal justice system? These are the people that need us the most. You know, a lot of times you when you travel, you know you have to rent a car. You took a long distance call to call up there for him or her to tell you that they want to visit you. Or you wrote them and tell them that, "Well, look, boy, I need to see you. You need to see your kids, your children." And even some people have restrictions on how many children you can bring. Limited visiting spaces. So they don't allow you to bring more than two or three kids. Or no longer two or three visits. The program that I introduced to these people and that I need your support about is Skype visiting. Why should you have to pay to visit your loved one or your child that's locked up out of town? You wouldn't have to pay if they was housed in the District of Columbia. It's not your fault that they closed all the facilities in the District of Columbia for us, but that's how they do us. So we need to band together. I need your support with this. On April the 23rd, ANC Commissioner Ms. Kathy Henderson, y'all need to support this woman in anything that she does, because she's certainly behind the scenes and supporting you all. And she's a hard worker for you all, and she's working very hard with me on this. I mean, she's contacting people here and there, trying to get the support for this program. Why should we have to pay to visit a loved one that's incarcerated? Now, let me tell you this. There's two phases to the program that I introduced. One phase, the second phase, is introduced by Mr. G. Y'all know him as Younger. I'll get to his phase in a minute. But let me say this. Why should you have to pay extra money to have somebody to babysit the children that you can't take? Pay extra money because when you leave, you if you take off work, you're losing money. So most people go on a Friday night and try to get there Saturday so they can visit Saturday and Sunday and leave Sunday and come back so they can be home in time for work Monday morning, or to get these kids ready for school Monday morning. That's a whole lot of stuff that we have to do. We didn't commit a crime. We just connected to the person who committed the crime. And so why should we have to continue to pay for visiting? My proposal is that, you know, they have all this room over D.C. General Scott talking about wanting to put the homeless people out of there and get them someplace to stay. I don't know why. They can remodel all them spaces over there and let them live over there. They can remodel it. I'm asking for a bottom floor over there so I can set up a visiting program that wherever your loved one or family member is, if you have a family member housed anywhere in the District of Columbia and they're housed out of town, I don't care where they're in the United States, that you can come over here and visit them. What I'm saying is, I'll give each one of y'all a booth that say, like, Mondays and Tuesdays, or Mondays and Thursdays, you say, you can visit from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, them places down there, you know, twice a week. Bring all your kids, go in your booth, and you can visit through Skype visit. You don't have to pay a thing. Your family member, your loved one can enjoy the visit. You know, it doesn't, you can't feel them physically, but you certainly can see them. And the visitation is the most important thing. You should see how them people be lined up when they just get mail. They don't see or feel, but they hear from you. And that's just a mail. Well, this is seeing, called Skype visiting. And I know 85% of you people that's listening got somebody locked up. I need your support. I don't care where they're locked up in the United States. We can visit them from right here in the District of Columbia. Twice a week, free. Just think about all the money that they're saving you. Think about all the grief and hardship that's saving you. A lot of kids, you can't take all the kids all the time. Then you got, like I said, you got to have hotel accommodation for the ones that you do have. You save that money. Twice a week, every week, until he or she turns home. Skype visiting. You know, you know, like I said, all you had to do is do like you do in the jail. Call in, get the person's name and number and what institution he or she is housed in. And what my staff would do would be to contact that institution and that person's counselor. And the counselor would inform the person that on whatever day that institution's day is for Skype visiting, to be there. And what the institution would have to be proud of this also, because they don't have to worry about shaking nobody down, nobody transferring no drugs, contraband or anything. And so they don't have to have certain personnel on duty to shake everybody down, the females that's coming in and out of the institution. So, you know, and then the family at home is kind of being relieved because they don't have to scrape up another $500 to travel this weekend to see you. Or to rent another car to see you. You know, and then to pay somebody to babysit while they're gone. And to rush back home to try to get everything ready for Monday morning to go to work or to school or get the kids prepared to school. This is a win-win situation for all people who have somebody incarcerated out of town, out of Washington, D.C. I need your support on this matter. Trust me, I need your support. April the 23rd, we're meeting right here at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, right at 21st and Maryland Avenue in the Pastor Hartfield building. I need your support. We'll be on the second floor. Look, I need your support because we're supposed to have somebody here from Illinois Northern Home Guard because, you know, once you leave out across the district line, you federalize. So Illinois Northern Home Guard office is the boss in that. Then we have somebody from the city council, have somebody from the United Black Fund, try to get somebody here from CCA. You know, I'm trying to find out how to get in contact with Mr. Joe Johnson or Art Graves from the CCA, Johnson Industries, and get somebody here representing CCA because, you know, CCA have only one facility here, that's at the jail. But they have facilities all across the country also that a lot of our District of Columbia prisons are housed in. And they have even different regulations than the feds have in terms of how you visit them. And then the kids, where your kids are housed at, they have even different more regulations and visits than the feds or CCA have. So all in all, this would be a winner for everybody. And so I need your support. Y'all put this on your calendar, please, to be here at 6 o'clock, 6:30, 2026 Merlin Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. That's April the 23rd. I really need your support in this because, we need to keep connected with our family and our loved ones. And we need to also to continue to pay our bills and be in a position to pay our bills. So if you can save $400 or $500 for a trip out of town to see somebody, you know, then all well and good. Because this is what this program is all about in terms of, well, like I said, it helps everybody. It saves the institution from a whole lot of expectation of contraband being transported back and forth. A lot of stress on you traveling all around the town. It might be snowing up there and good here. You know, you might not even make it. You know what I'm saying? What do you think that happens to the person in jail who's expecting you to come to see him? You know, of course, they understand the weather stuff, but they understand family and family connections also. So, you know, again, y'all, this is a win-win situation for everybody. You know, everybody wins with this. If you have a child that's in a group home somewhere outside of District of Columbia, housed across the United States, obviously, and then this, you know, you have to be on the visiting list to get in, and you have to be approved and all that type of stuff. You don't have to be approved for this. Anybody can come and visit through Skype. You don't have to be on nobody's visiting list. Ain't that something? You think about that. All of you out there had to fill out some type of visiting form for somebody that's incarcerated for you to come to see them. If you're not on that visiting list, I know in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, the feds, you're not getting in. CCA, I was up there in Ohio. I don't know how they did. I didn't get no visit. So I don't know how they did. But I know the children, you certainly can't go see anybody's child, you know, that's housed in one of these facilities across the United States. So, but you know, with this Skype visiting, it's all right because you're visiting on camera. And he or she can see you just as plain as you walking through that gate. And if you think they can't see you by seeing you, you got another thought coming. If you hadn't been locked up, you don't know the feeling of joy that these people have to express about being visiting or being visiting or somebody coming to see them and seeing all your kids and all your friends there, especially on a birthday, you know, or on a holiday. You can see them all gathered. I'm trying to have a situation where I have a booth for every family. I'm going to have 50 booths. And so if 50 of you all are in one institution, all 50 of y'all can get a visit. And see, a lot of people are not able to travel a long distance, you know, to visit somebody that's incarcerated. Some people have medical problems. But I know if you don't have medical problems, you certainly have financial problems. And this is ideal for you all. So I need your support on this project. I need you to visit us here on April the 23rd at 6 p.m. here at the Pastor Hartfield Center at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. That's at 21st and Maryland Avenue behind Spingarn and Phelps School. And the golf course behind there, and you know, on the other, coming from the other way, is past behind heading to the mall. people, I can't tell you how much and how important this is to each of us who has somebody incarcerated. I'm going to beat this down every Monday until April the 23rd, because I need you all here, and I need you all to pass the word. Tell somebody. Everybody knows somebody who has somebody that's under incarceration, that's incarcerated. You had a loved one or friend and all that that you couldn't get on the visitor list. Well, now you don't have to get on the visitor list. All you have to do is come here and see us. And we'll see that you have visited. Why should you have to pay to visit somebody in jail? What's the difference? Why should you have to pay $400 or $500 every time you want to visit somebody, a loved one in jail? Even when the loan was opened up, you didn't have to pay no more than $2.50 round trip metro bus from Hex clothing store downtown to Lawton, and they bring you back. $2.50. That ain't like $700 for hotel room, long distance calls, and all that type of stuff. Babysitters. They ain't losing time for work, rushing, trying to rush and get up at the rush hour after you get off work on Friday to get to your hotel room. You got to get a hotel room, because if you get there on Friday, you can't visit. It's visiting hours over the time you get off and get up at. So you have to wait until Saturday morning to visit. So you have to sleep in a hotel room. Hopefully you don't sleep in the truck or car or nothing. But you got to get up and freshen up and all that type of stuff. And hopefully you take kids with them. You know, all that type of stuff. So it's a win-win situation. Win-win situation. So need your support. April 23rd, 6 o'clock, 2026, Merlin Avenue, Northeast. Now, the second part of the program I was telling you about is this. Mr. G has a situation where he wanted to contribute and help. And what he's saying is that those people on the East Coast, either out in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, places up in that area up there, or down in Cumberland, and Atlanta, Georgia, and South Carolina, North Carolina, those places down there, that Petersburg, Virginia, that for a round trip ticket for $30, he'll take you there and bring you back. I'm talking about for those who want to go and come right back, don't have to worry about no hotel accommodation. Like that. You go up there, get up there, 10, 11 o'clock during the daytime, and get back about the same time that night after business hours over. You know, you stay there till business hours over. But that would be a wonderful thing. And so you can learn more about that also when we get there. So, on April the 23rd, I appreciate it if all of you listening out there, my twins, Aaron, how y'all doing? Just come out, y'all. Come out and support me, even if you don't want to participate. I just need these lawmakers and these city council people and the people from all over Northern Homes Office to understand that we still love and support our people, even though he or she may be incarcerated. You might have more than one family member that's incarcerated. Well, we're going to fix it so that you can see both of them at one time. One might be in one institution here, and one might be in another institution somewhere. We'll arrange it for you to see both of them at the same time. And that both of them can see you at the same time. That's powerful. That's powerful. And so, we need to have your support here on April the 23rd. I trust that you would take this down, pass it on to your friends, your loved ones, or whomever, that we need the support. Your friends that's in the institution. Tell them to write their congressman, Eleanor Norton Holmes, or the Righteous City Council, and tell them that we need this Skype visiting program that's sponsored by Mr. Jake Johnson, and this radio program called A Nation in Prison. And we're sponsoring this program, and we hope that we can get it through. And I trust under the umbrella of a Generation by Faith here at the Family Community Fellowship Church at 2026 Merlin Avenue Northeast. We trust that church you would come and give us that support on April the 23rd. He had Family Community Fellowship. All right. So, you know, I didn't hear any comments, but I know with over 2,300 listeners that some of you all have somebody that's incarcerated, and I know that this affects some of you all. And I know that it benefits everybody. It benefits everybody. Why should you have to pay to visit a loved one? Don't have to pay. No more. With this program that we introduced, A Nation in Prison, may God have mercy. Listen, let me get back. I got to pay these bills. I told you about the insurance. But if you go out of town, you need to see Ms. Andre Riley up at Allstate. Has Allstate insurance company? Whatever insurance that you need to have, home, automobile, or life, Allstate can do it. And I'm not Jake from Allstate. I'm Jake with Allstate. I'm with these people 199.44%. Ms. Andre Riley at Allstate. She's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. Now, that sounds like a long way or root, drip, droop, but that's straight out Rhode Island Avenue from the people in the District of Columbia. Straight out Rhode Island Avenue. Once you cross Eastern Avenue, then it turns into Baltimore Avenue. And I guess three or four blocks after you cross Eastern Avenue, you'll see 6103 Baltimore Avenue. They're on the right-hand side, leaving, going out Rhode Island Avenue. And you can call 301-779-1120. And I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with the type of insurance and coverage that they can give you. We'll provide, and they stand by what they do. And then, you know, if you want to become an insurance agent, she can teach you that. They have classes for that, and they pay you, train you. And look, you can't miss with Allstate under Ms. Andre Riley. Again, it's 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. That phone number, 301-779-1120. Again, that's straight out of Rhode Island Avenue. Give her a call, whatever insurance that you need, from your home, automobile, whatever. Give them a call. I want to say hello to Ms. Carolyn Bridges Ward at 1311 Dexter Terrace Southeast. This is Jake Johnson. I hope that you've made some progress with your situation about your husband. I want to give you a special shout-out, if you would, to Smoke Car Dealing at 1021 Bladenbury Road Northeast. Excellent prices on getting your car clean. Give Smoke a call, if you would, 202-396-1275. Look, they'll come and clean your car, shine it up and everything, and they come and get it, just an extra $5. Go see Smoke. 1021 Blazeberry Road, Northeast, Washington, D.C. You'll love the prices. Give them a call, 202-396-1275. Look, Horace and Dickens, 6912 4th Street Northwest. Look, Fish and Chicken Carol, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Give them a call, 202-248-4265. They say, Pomona say, one bite and you hook. Bianca say, you better. So go up there and see them if you would. And then, you know, the Family Community Fellowship, we're here 7 days a week to help you, on, especially with this radio broadcast, A Nation in Prison. We're against bullying and domestic violence, and we intervene in crisis intervention and drug intervention, so we can help you and give you some type of referrals in that respect. So come to church if you would. 2026 Merlin Avenue, Sundays at 9:45 and 11 o'clock. I mean, on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Bible study. You're going to be blessed. Trust me, you're going to be blessed. And then there's Nick's Dynamic Wellness up here at 402 East Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Give Nate a call, will you? Go by there and see him. You're going to be really moved by what Nate can do. And then there's my loving niece, Barbara. Bam Bam. Love you, baby. That's his cousin, formerly known as Duke Seafood State. 849 up the street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2011-202-210-1730. Call for Barbara. They're delivering. And trust me, you're going to love that home cooking. I told you about Dee Dee and what she can do. You need to give Dee Dee a call, will you? At 202-903-3749. Children's Creation, that's Dee Dee. I got to go, but I trust that you will help me out on April 23rd. Come to this meeting. Just like I told you, and I'm going to beat you down with this until now, until April the 23rd, because I really need your support. So I'm going away from here now. I'll be back same time, same station on Monday, 6 o'clock, same place, 2026 Merlin Avenue. My technical advisor and pastor, Mr. Dow Lewis, I love you, man. God bless you. A nation in prison. May God have mercy.